Mick Warhurst.
Weekdays on ABC Radio, online and on the ABC Listen app.
Emojis. They're on your phone. That's if you've got any kind of newish phone. If you're like my dad, who's still got a Nokia flip phone, I think, and he thinks that's fine, totally fine, because all he needs to do is take calls, never listens to my messages. Well, if you've got that kind of phone, you won't know what an emoji is, but if you haven't, you'll be well across this. Pictures to describe. Describe things rather than having to write a sentence. And it kind of feels apt that a period emoji would be launched around the same time as a waffle emoji. Two of the new ones. Waffles and periods kind of go together. Women of Australia agreeing with me. But there are about 230 new emojis being launched for 2019. And Jeremy Burge is here to tell us about some of the more surprising ones. He's the founder of Emojipedia. And he's come all the way from London to tell us all about it. Thanks for dropping in, Jeremy.
Hey, very good. This is the busiest week of the year for Emojipedia, so it's exciting times.
So what are you doing here in Australia for this? Because you are based in London.
Yeah, I happen to be here for a wedding, but it's nice to be in Australia for it all. You know, it's Australia's big on technology, actually, so it's quite a good place to be. Yeah, they're very big text message users. Australia's pretty up there as one of the higher countries for text messages.
I did not know that.
Which maybe we just don't like to talk to each other.
Talking. I don't know. I think that's the
just
problem.
Just in a hurry? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Is there really a period emoji?
Well, there's a blood drop emoji. So this was what happens with a new emoji. Anyone can propose one. And it was proposed as a period emoji about a year ago.
So are you part of an organisation that decides what gets up?
Yeah, I have two hats. So my real job is Emojipedia, where it's like a dictionary for the emojis. We describe how people use them and what they look like. But there's also a committee that approves the new emojis. And because my company is on that committee, we sit around the table and we discuss which new emojis to add.
Is that exciting? Because in a way, it's not language, but it is language. You're actually defining new terms.
It's something
or
that we've never had before.
To be.
Right. And you know what? It is like a fun and interesting topic, and sort of most people take it lightly, and so they should. They're pretty fun. But there is a serious side that whatever the emojis are decided, that is on every phone in the world. And what you do and don't include does make a message, you know, that if phones deliberately or not, if they exclude a bunch of people, it doesn't look good and those people don't feel great about it. So it's tricky to get a mix.
So why don't we get hundreds and hundreds of new emojis? Why do we only get a certain amount? And how did you decide the new ones for this year? Was it because you wanted to incorporate more people?
I mean, here's the tough thing, right? So like any committee, everyone has different opinions on everything, right? So me personally, I'm all about it. I feel like we should have a bit more diversity, a bit more inclusion on there. Other people are more interested in the stats to say, how much will this be used? And let's say, for instance, there's a new person in a wheelchair or a person with a cane. You could take the opposite approach and say, will this be used a lot? And it's a valid approach to take, but it's tricky in a human world, right?
Does anyone use that hole in the ground? That's just a sad one.
That is sad.
And there's another one that's a little sad. I think it's just a grey box.
Yeah, there's a lot of grey boxes. you know what? So
is that high on the user list?
What happens is people come to, they'll say, look, I really want an emoji of a sausage or something. And they'll say, yeah, but why are there all these trains and everything? And a whole bunch of old ones are just there for historical reasons. Japan had them. So no, the hole doesn't get much use. The symbols don't get much use.
So that's where emojis came from, Japan. Yeah. Obviously. The name says as much, but what was the purpose of it originally?
In Japan, it was real advanced. We're talking 1999 when we were on our Nokias like your dad. We didn't have any kind of even emoticons on our phones, no internet on the phones, but Japan, a few people figured out a way to kind of put little pictures in text, which at the time was incredibly advanced, and it sort of escaped Japan and hit the rest of the world about 10 years ago now. And now we've all got access to them.
Which emoji gets misused the most, do you think? I mean, I'm always guilty of sending the wrong types. And some of them are probably quite inappropriate if I send them. Is there one that some generations don't understand that others do and it's a secret language?
There are some. I mean, a lot of them are just the subtle signs. There's a lot of smiling faces, right? You look at across the keyboard, there's a big smile, little smile. One of them people use very passive-aggressively. It's sort of like a normal smile, but it's not very big. and I don't want to call them the youth, but, you know, people okay. sort of online culture would understand that to mean sort of a sarcastic, not quite sarcastic, but like everything's blowing up around me sort mm-hmm. of smiley, whereas older people would probably just use it as a general, just it's another smiley face.
Yeah. I mean, the eggplant is one that it's pretty common knowledge now. We know exactly what that means.
There are so many. I swear half the emoji keyboard has an alternative body part associated with it. And when a new emoji list comes out, everyone pounces and I see them all. I see every variation.
There's a lot more diversity, though, in this year's list. There's people in wheelchairs. There's couples of different skin mm-hmm. tones.
That's the first time that's happened this yeah. year. Until now, every emoji, if there's more than one person in it, there's not been. They've always been the same, which is, again, it's like a technically good argument to say, well, if we can't change both the people, let's make them remain yellow. Kind of works better for white people, to be honest. Like, the families look kind of like white people. They don't look like anything like a black family. Mm. This year, there's still no families, but the couples, you can change the skin tones. There's a guide dog. There's a service dog. There's a deaf person doing a deaf sign with their ear, which is quite a nice for the deaf community. They understand what that is.
Yeah. What's the response been to these new emojis?
Surprisingly, overwhelmingly positive, which I say surprisingly, people online, you know, it's fun to pounce on things, to say it's ridiculous. Huge support from the individual people in mixed sort of race couples that loving that, all the people with disabilities loving that. People make a lot of jokes. There's a lot of sort of fun to be had as well, but other than sort of a few people, I've found it a very overwhelmingly positive response.
Jeremy Burge is here, and he is the founder of Emojipedia and also responsible for updating with new emojis, as has happened in 2019. A whole bunch of new ones have been added to the current library that you can choose from. If people want the new ones, how do they get them?
Well, here's the fun thing. Everybody sees it. They go, great new emojis. I love a flamingo or I want a sloth. Can't get it yet. The list has been approved. So this is the final list to say, look, this is coming out on phones, but every phone gets them at a different time. So normally it's the second half of the year. Some websites get them in about a month or so, but for most major phones, you'll get a software update later in the year, and that's when you get it.
Okay, so hang around for the middle of the year, perhaps.
To actually be able to use it. It's all well and good seeing the list, but you can't use it yet.
Yep. What's your favourite emoji of the new batch?
Of the new batch, you know what? There's only one sort of, I say smiley, but the yellow faces, and it's the yawning face, which I quite like that. That's kind of good, isn't it?
I like that, representative of my age right now.
Good for nap time, and I'm a bit jet-lagged at the moment, so good for nap time, but also good as a bit of maybe a dig at your mates when they kind of send you something, you've had enough, send them the yawning emoji back. And there's also sort of a pinching gesture, which people are having good fun with.
Well, they're saying that the pinching gesture, which is a thumb and a forefinger, represents people being sarcastic about gentlemen who aren't well endowed. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's overwhelmingly what people are saying.
Was that the point? You made this. Was that the point?
Well, you say I made it. So there was a proposal that came in. What it was, the proposal made the case for, I'm this close to losing it, is the phrasing they use to say, you'd hold out your hand and your thumb and your finger and you'd say, I'm this close to losing it with you, I'm so annoyed. But in reality, out of context, yeah, it's sort of got a different meaning.
So again, there's a double meaning. Be careful what you send,
yes,
everybody.
And the context you send it.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Hey, thank you so much for dropping in and filling us in on the new emojis and taking time out of your tour of the country to fill us in.
It's my job. Always happy to.
That's right. So we'll check in with you when you're back at the headquarters in London of Emojipedia when they come out. So thank you so much for your time, Jeremy Burge.
No worries.
Mick Warhurst.
Weekdays on ABC Radio, online and on the ABC Listen app.